Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with your host, and along with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Well, who moderates our chat room, we have special guests in the house today that are going to blow your socks off, I'm telling you. Today is such a wonderful and special day because it is the end of a 26,000-year period that has been documented by everywhere, and some people say it's the end of the world. I don't believe that. We're still here. We're communicating, aren't we? No, but there's something in the air. There's something. A lot of you are feeling it in your soul that something is different, something is taking place, that the energy is shifting. We're going to be talking about that today on Circles of Prosperity. We're also, because it's Oracle Friday, you know you get your readings today. And we have wonderful psychics. Reginald Lewis will be joining us a little later. We have Ruth Sinclair on the line. Ruth Dunn, I'm sorry, she's married now. Ruth Dunn, of course, Dr. Reggie is in the house. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, everybody.
It's going to be fabulous, is it not? Hey, Gloria, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am wonderful today.
Good. Are you in the chat room this morning?
I am. Yes.
Great. So, listen, you guys, if you want to talk about 2012, you have questions about 2012, Dr. Reggie is an authority. You know, Dr. Reggie is into everything. And then readings, we have Ruth. Ruth has her interpretation of 2012. Reginald Lewis has been up with his guys all night getting clarity on 2012. So we just have all the experts, the best around, who are just in tune with that unseen world. And it's so powerful, so powerful. Good morning, Ruth. How are you?
I'm fine, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just totally energized this morning, and I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled. This is such an awesome time, isn't it?
Certainly is. Definitely.
Okay, so I am going to turn this over to Dr. Reggie so he can give us an introduction to 2012 and talk a little bit about the ascension. And I'm going to reach out to Reginald Lewis for a moment. Oh, Dr. Reggie, will you take us into our opening prayer? And then
yes.
And we'll move forward. Thanks.
As we breathe in, we take a deep breath and thank you, Heavenly Father, and the Mother God and Goddess, for being our divine parents in the universe, bringing us here on the longest day of the year and the darkest night of the year. We thank you for the winter solstice and for the world ascension, that the planet is going into a new cosmic order. And people who are like us, we feel it. We don't know what we're feeling sometimes, but we know we're changing and evolving and being uplifted into a new crystalline energy of power and of light. And let us feel the energy and get more power to help other people, including ourselves, to improve the quality of life for all beings on earth as we shift into a fifth-dimensional reality. We thank you, God, for everything that we are and everything that we have and that we're becoming. We believe it is so, and so it is. I don't hear anybody.
I'm present. How are you, Reggie?
Oh, great, Ruth. How are you?
I'm doing great. Reggie, what is your take on today?
Well, today, after the Earth rotates around the galaxy, completely past the Milky Way and the central sun, it takes 26,000 years. And the Mayans had a calendar that said, on this day in the year 2012, that everything ends in terms of their calendar. But it does not mean the end of the world. It means the end of an era. Their calendar is still going on. Many people think that the day will be really, really dark. There'll be 3 days of darkness. Something the Earth will invert itself, and we'll be inside out, and that would be crazy. We wouldn't be able to live here. And there are a lot of things going on, geophysical changes and everything else, but I believe that God made a promise to us and to himself or herself and itself that the world would not be destroyed that way again or by water. So we have a new era, a new promise to live by. We're evolving. That's what it means. We are evolving and we are changing. The word ascend means to go up and to evolve, and that's what we're doing. And many people can feel the change in the atmosphere. They feel it. And there's a good change. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of an old era. And you know what's really funny? People who don't understand this beautiful energy sweeping cosmically the whole world, and as we travel upward to God, they will not understand it and they'll resist it. When they do, the energy of love won't be on them. So they'll resist. They'll commit suicide, or they'll kill people. They'll do crazy things that don't make sense. That's what they'll do, hurt innocent people or children. They'll do that because they are resisting the love energy, and that's their rebellion. And every time there's rebellion, there's always anger and murder or revenge. So we have to learn to be in alignment with this beautiful energy and to ascend as we're supposed to.
Okay. Reggie, I had the strange opportunity of just about a week ago visiting the site of the Mayan temple. It was accidental. It was accidental. I hadn't even heard about the situation with the day being the 21st.
It was not an accident. It wasn't an accident.
Okay. Until after I got back. And the interesting thing was, and, you know, after speaking with you or Cynthia, I just sort of sat down and tried to give it thought. And you know me and you, you know, I like my theories, keep your reality real. And so based on that concept, I tried to think back as to what I had experienced, what I had seen. And what I'm sharing with you is that when I was in that area, what I saw was serenity, basically, even though there were millions of people now visiting the site and the location. And, of course,
right.
millions of stories have been put to this area, this location, depending on who saw it. Well, based on me trying to keep my reality real, because that's what keeps me grounded, I look back and I try to think back to 5,120-some years ago, you know, what was it like? And they had built this temple, which is almost in its own way like a wonder. And I thought about where will we be today in terms of, you know, this situation, because I'm always thinking about evolution. When
right.
I think back to how these men were actually scientists who were doing this, and they were actually doing these calculations with use of computer. They were using the original computer, which is basically the sun as a god, you know, and the planets as a god, you know, the computer size that had been set up by nature, you know, and this is what they were observing and they were doing their calculation on. And at some point, it fazed me, they calculated like 5,125 years, and then it just stopped. And when I thought back, if you're a scientist and you're working, even now, as scientists work on time and what's to take place in the future, because time is infinite, it basically at some point has to end anyway. And the scientists who are working at, you know, based on this calendar and the representation of what's going to take place 5,125 years in the future, it also has to have an end. You know, everything that deals with time and the calculation of time has to have an end. Otherwise, there'll still be minds there, you know, sitting in the same location, probably with a laptop, calculating into the future in case it was to continue. So it was just time for the work to stop. But in the process of the work stopping, the work was so phenomenal that even though the Mayan history and the temple and all signs were almost erased in some way or destroyed, the wisdom maintained, the wisdom stayed with us. And based on the fact that this wisdom existed, the one thing that it brings to focus is that evolution is continuous and real.
Yes.
And it signifies evolution, basically. The evolution of time, the evolution of man, the evolution of creativity. So I didn't look for what is actually taking place today or what's supposed to happen. Well, you know, I don't do drama. I'm not a doomsday type person.
Right.
And I can only deal with my reality. Because of what took place 5,125 years ago, me and you are here together talking about time that has transcended.
Yes.
And the one thing
that transcendence
means
to grow
up. Time does continue.
Yes,
and
it does.
And transforms on into tomorrow, and it's endless. It's endless basically for us. That's the only end that we can really deal with in terms of being realistic.
That's very true. I try to erase the thought of the doomsday sayers, too, because I think that's a shame. They kind of instill fear and fright. And that's sad. You know, it is. And it's always been that way. Like people in the Christian church talk about, when is Jesus coming back physically? But you know what? He comes back cosmically in each person. He lays a blueprint for us to follow. It doesn't mean that the person's coming back physically and touch the earth and do all that. He's done that already. So it's about us understanding the blueprint and follow the energy of the mantle of the Christ person. If we don't, then that's up to us. But we learn to allow, with the law of allowing. There are many universal laws in the world. We learn to allow things to take place as they should, because in reality, time in spirit does not exist. That's why people who are mediums and can touch people who have been dead for so many years can pick up their thoughts, because thoughts do not die. Consciousness can never die. We are all eternal beings, no matter what this so-called time on earth has been extended to. We are the people who are eternal, and we can always touch each other. We are all related and all interconnected by the one spirit that is, the great spirit, the source of all life, and that's what we're connected to. So there's no end. There's always a new beginning, because the energy of God always ideates and creates, and there's no end.
Right. And, you know, like I try to keep my reality real by separating things into the positive column.
Yes.
A negative problem, you know, and that this is the only way I can stand in the middle and maintain my balance with reality and guide my life. This doomsday, something's going to happen. All these things, if you were write them down, they would fall under the category of something negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I lean into that negativity, that's the way my life will sway for that day. For that time period, for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In order to maintain balance, you know, I listen to positive people like you who insert positive energy into these thoughts.
Good.
And I eradicate the negatives completely. Yes.
That's true, because the law says every positive thought and action neutralizes or destroys every negative thought and action. That's the law.
Right.
So I'm glad you maintain the positive energy. Light always does destroy darkness. Well, it gives it energy of light. And that's what
The fact that these scientists alone were able to do these miraculous calculations is all positive. Everything about
it
is positive.
It is.
Right. And that positive
they were very
energy
accurate.
They brought to, right, the positive energy in which they brought to those calculations is all positive. They did not bring about this negativity when they came.
No.
But the negative, which always exists, it was out there. And I find it interesting that more emphasis is placed on the negative. For some reason, it seems to have its own personal stimulation than the positiveness that could be used to focus on the fact that these Mayans were able to do this fantastic calculation 5,125 years ago.
Absolutely. True. That is a wonderful introduction to what we will be talking about today. We would like to go ahead and start to take some callers to get some questions answered about the energy that we have that is coming in quite strongly today, I think. So let's go ahead, and we have the banker from the UK calling in, and let's bring them on the line and see what their question is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Hi, good morning. Thanks for hosting this talk and for taking my call. I'm Dipankar from the UK. I'm on a spiritual path, and I'm married, and I'm on a full-time job. My work life and my relationship with my wife has been a bit up and down. So just wanted to know a bit about how my career, family life, and spiritual path is going to be like in 2013.
Okay.
I think it's going to be great. That's my feeling. This is Dr. Reggie. And I feel that it's going to be great because you're thinking about your life and the relationship with your wife and your job. They will maintain a steady pace in 2013 because your interest is that of having a positive intention and a good feel. You're a very smart guy with numbers and doing a lot of things. So I know it's going to be great for you. But always include the energy of God in the process. It will always be right. He will direct your path and your steps in everything. He made you in the beginning as an idea, and here you are. So it's going to be great for you in 2013 and beyond.
Okay, I see the situation here where your contentment will come as a result of you being the powerful person in which you really are. In fact, around you, it seems as if you have powerful guides. But it seems as also there's an issue here because there's what you desire to do is going to take a small amount of money, you know, to invest in it. But in the process of doing this, you'll be able to work toward delivering love and happiness. Are you with us?
Yeah. Is there anything specific you could mention about my spiritual path and how I'll be growing in that direction in 2013?
His what?
Ready?
I didn't hear what he said.
His spiritual path.
Oh, that's what I was trying to tell him. I think that he knows that as the Creator made him as an idea in his mind, his standard path. Now, your spiritual path may be a little different from a lot of people, depending on what, that's what I'm feeling. No matter what your spiritual path is, whether it's shamanism, executive mysticism, Wicca, I don't care what it is, God is in the midst of everything, as long as you maintain that premise, and it will be a great thing. You are directing your path in life. Everybody is different. Some people worship Buddha, God, Krishna, Zoroastra, whatever their religion is, it doesn't matter. It all leads to one place, to the higher power of God.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And, about my career in terms of my professional life, how do you see it going?
And we'll have
Reginald. I see it going well. But what do you see? I see it going well. I'm planting a seed for you that it will do well. But you have to maintain that energy that your career is great. If your career does not harm anyone, if it helps people and you are improving the quality of life for yourself and others, your career will be a blast.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, wonderful. And we also have Reginald Lewis on the line. Are you there, Reginald?
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, yes. Reginald. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good morning.
Great.
Did you have an opening comment as well about 2012, Reginald?
I just want to say this is a really great day. It's a really blessed day because it's a gateway. I like to call it a gateway for light. I think just a meditation, and I saw that there are portals of light opening up, not only in the earth and on our earth, but in the universe. In the universe, there's a lot of light that's being amplified and that we can take advantage of to bring in. Because I think that's what it's all about this day. It's all about light. When I asked my guys to give me keywords, they said light. It's all about light, bringing in light. It's about illumination. It's about balance, about peace. It's about really stepping into our power and really stepping into our roles as co-creators.
That's right. You know?
And it's a very powerful day. You know, take some time today to meditate, to go within, to connect with your higher source, God, Spirit, whatever you like to call the higher supreme being, the divine creator, because there's a surge of energy right now that's moving through the universal wave that can help us to really discover our potential, to really release our deepest soul potential. So it's an amazing day, a lot of energy. I didn't even go to sleep.
It is.
So much energy.
Absolutely.
Right, you know, it's really good.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to move right to our next caller, and it looks like we have Woody calling in, so bring him on the line. Good morning, Woody. Hello? Okay, well, it sounds like we have... Okay, we'll come back to Woody. It sounds like we're having trouble reaching him there. So our next caller, we do have another caller holding, so we'll go right to Cody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
I appreciate this opportunity. My energy is circled around attempting to pass this test today, and I just ask for your prayers and your tell me, do you see me passing this test today, this tractor-trailer test that I've never drove a tractor-trailer in my life, but I'm going to put it in the hands of God and see what happens. What do you see for me?
Okay, and we'll start with...
Can I ask a question?
Yes, we'll start with Reginald Lewis there. Reginald, you want to respond to him?
Well, I immediately got a yes, but, you know, it's always about, you know, what do you believe, once again? What do you believe? Do you believe in yourself? If you doubt yourself, then, you know, I mean, there's a 50. If you truly believe in yourself, I believe that you will. And I feel like you will. Ultimately, you will. It feels like you're going to be successful. It feels like you're going to do better than what you expect, because obviously you're doubting yourself. But I'm hearing that you're going to do way better than what you expect. You're going to be happy with the outcome, the result. And it's interesting because I see you stepping up. One of the things I keep hearing from my guys is saying, they're saying you're progressing in your life and you're stepping up in your life, meaning that you're taking control of your career or your work life and you're making moves. Like, you're not being held back anymore. It felt like you were sort of chained or shackled before. You felt like you was being, you know, I can't say you were standing still. The energy was stagnant, but now the energy is kind of moving for you, and I think you're starting to realize that you can do better for yourself, and you are doing better for yourself. So there's a lot of progression and growth ahead of you, starting now.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is Ruth. I'd like to reaffirm that. Yes, I definitely see you passing the test. There's one thing that you have to adapt to. You will be having to leave your loved ones in order to make this major change, but it's going to make you more powerful spiritually. That's going to be more significant, and you're accepting that when you do pass this test.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Cody, in my turn, Dr. Reggie, what I feel for you, it's the same thing, to accentuate and exacerbate the wonderful energy that Reginald Lewis and Ruth gave you. I see that you said something earlier in your comment that you're leaving it in the hands of God. What a powerful thing to do, because once you do that, realizing that God is in you and you are an extension of the God force, when you put your hands on that tractor trailer truck, you will instantly have an energy of knowing how to do it, because the energy you tap into knows everything. And when you can give that confidence to yourself, in your body, and your spirit, you take the tractor trailer and make them see how it's supposed to be done. Believe me. So trust in that higher power. Trust in yourself and trust in your faith that it will be done perfectly.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it shall be.
Well.
And thank you for calling in, Cody.
Thank you for answering my questions. God bless you all. Peace and blessings.
God bless you.
You know, you guys talked earlier at the beginning of the show a lot about balance, about being able to assimilate the energies, and I found the kind similar to what Reginald was talking about earlier, just the difficulty in even sleeping, and I could feel, you know, just so much. So can we talk just a little bit more about balance and balancing out the energy that's coming in today? How do we assimilate this into our lives, and how can we use this energy to really put us in a position where, you know, we're living more healthy, more fulfilling lives?
I think it's a perfect question, and I think that Reginald Lewis tapped into something very powerful when he talked about light, because the one thing I'm getting, this energy of the light quotient, the energy of light, God is love, light, and justice. When we align ourselves with that in meditation or in prayer, it's the highest form of respect to the energy that created us. Even though it's invisible, it manifests itself in very visible ways. When we deal with light, the seven-dimensional reality coming through us to the earth, it's dimensional, a construct of a galaxy. And some of us called light workers are from different places in the galaxy. Some people are from Orion, some are from the Pleiadian galaxy, some are from Arcturus, some are from Orion, some are from Sirius. Wherever we're from in the galaxy, in the universe, we desire to come to Earth to do that. So automatically, we are love and we are light from the Creator, no matter where we're from, and we're all connected. So I think if we go silent into ourselves and stop for a minute and contemplate what we're doing, the light will be attracted to us because we're natural magnetic energy to the light. That's my take on the balance.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, I like to, I sort of, I guess, take a more humorous, more lighthearted concept to many things. When I think of balance, one of the lessons in which life, the universe, spirit has taught me, I remember the sign of the cross in the church. It was always significant as I was raised up from a child on. And the cross had, the cross was a cross. It took many, many years later for me to realize that this cross was actually the shape of the human body. The head was on the top, the feet at the bottom. On the right-hand side, there was a hand and a left-hand side. My body had been designed for balance. And as years, as I collected more information and there was more unveiling of consciousness, I found that man had written down the left was negative and the right was positive. And the one thing that I realized at that time was that walking, the journey of my life, was always on a tightrope. And it was the negative always comes in and the positive always comes in. Sometimes the positive would rule out the negative. Sometimes the negative would bring in the positive. It was up to me to maintain that balance as I walked this tightrope of life. When I realized that even from my grandmother, they had been teaching me that the positive was good and the negative was bad. I was taught that from since I could remember. When I learned to digest this information and to recognize that when the negative comes in, if it throws me off balance, to bring in the positive. This is what I use today on a day-to-day basis of trying to maintain balance. I can feel negative. It's an energy. I can feel positive. It's an energy. I can't stop either one from flowing, but what I can do is maintain balance and try to maintain my balance so that the positive, which for me is the stronger energy, it keeps me able to maintain my walk on the tightrope.
That's very good. And I'm glad you mentioned the cross, because the cross is stands for four energies of earth, air, fire, and water. And it represents the number four, the cross does.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the head, the foot, and the two arms extended is a series
mm-hmm.
of man. And it represents divine sacrifice, earth, air, fire, and water. But what makes it work is the energy called spirit. That's the fifth element that makes it all work together in harmony and
right.
balance.
Wonderful. Yes, and that's what we're basically composed of, the four
mm-hmm.
elements in which you just brought to this conversation.
That's right.
That was very
that's
positive,
right.
Reggie, and it helps me even more with my balance.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yes.
When you talk about the balance, I think about light and darkness. You know, we have to think about, that's what our universe is composed of. You think about the Chinese symbol, the yin-yang sign, it's up with the yin and the yang, the positive, the negative, the light, and the darkness. And it's all about the balancing between the both, because we're composed of both. We have the light, yet we have the dark as well. And if you think about it, darkness is really a lesser form of light. That's
right.
How you see it. Darkness is a lesser form of light. And the way to sort of bring balance is just to try to bring yourself and try to balance, like you said, look at your life, like Dr. Reggie said, analyze your life, evaluate what you're doing. If you have negative feelings, you feel like you're not going in the right path, you have the choice to go in the right path to bring positivity in your life. It's about reversing the energy. Okay, so reverse it into positivity, because you have to think about it. A negative always cancels a positive and vice versa, and it brings neutrality. And if you think about Source, God, that's what I sort of see Source as God. It's more so as a energy of light, but an energy that is neutral as well.
All right. Well, you know, this is the circles of prosperity, and so I always like to bring these topics back to some of the principles that we've been teaching here on a daily basis. And one thing that comes to mind is from the Book of Oneness. We had Rasha on the line. And oneness really encourages us to, well, first of all, it teaches us that we are a frequency and that we are attracting these experiences to us. So based on the lessons that we need to learn in order to grow into our ascension. So maintaining the balance would be addressing the fears that we have inside of us and not looking at things as, oh, this is negative, equaling and meaning this is bad, or this is positive, equal and meaning this is good. There is no bad. There is no good. It just is. Everything just is. So if we can take an experience that is making us uncomfortable, making us unhappy, making us depressed or oppressed, all of these things, emotions that we would consider quote unquote bad, if we would take those situations and say, what am I learning from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? That it will eventually become a blessing to you, which equals and means a positive thing in your life because you gained something from the experience. So, and the first lesson that we learn in Circles of Prosperity is to eliminate the judgment. Don't judge. Whatever is going on in your life, don't judge it. It just is. It simply just is. Oneness also teaches us that we have to experience, and this is something that Reginald Lewis talked about, that we have to experience the whole spectrum of an experience. Let's say, for instance, love. The opposite of love would be hate, but it is all on the same frequency of love. And this is where we move into the duality of spirit, but it's one whole spectrum. It's like if you're in music, there's an octave. It's the same notes that are played in every octave. It just raises its vibration when you go to the next eight notes. So in that expression of love, it may start at what we would call a negative, which is hatred, self-hatred. But as you move through experiences in life and you begin to love yourself and forgive yourself and forgive others and forgive yourself and forgive others, you're going up that scale. You're moving, you're shifting your frequency to a higher level. And so you gradually move into the higher vibration of love, but it's still all one you're still on the same note. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, I think we ought to look at moving at some other callers, okay?
All right. Well, we have, it looks like we have Woody back on the line, so I'm going to bring him on.
Good morning, Woody. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question?
Yes, I was just wondering, here's for transformation. I should be looking for the New Year's.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What transformation I should be looking for the New Year's?
Transformation.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say something. As soon as you talk, Woody, I mean, you're a very powerful individual. I just feel it in your energy. It's there. I think you just have to sort of tap into it a little bit more. You have a very good intuition. I feel like you are on the path of development, self-growth. I feel like going into the new year for you is all about expansion, meaning expanding all areas of your life. It feels like talents. I feel like there's talents around you. I don't know if it's music or writing or something creative around you, but I feel creative energy. It's like stepping into your creative power, that creative energy, source, God, that's what I like to call creativity, inspiration. It's all about inspiration for you. That's what I feel 2013 for you is about, inspiration, stepping in that inspiration and taking action and creating from what you're inspired by. That's the first thing I immediately picked up on. I feel like you have a lot of energy. And you're still trying to tap into that and bring it out into your daily life. And
wow.
Yeah, very powerful.
Now, Woody, doesn't that give you goosebumps? She doesn't know
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You are involved in songwriting and all that, so she doesn't know that. But now, look how Source talked to him.
Yeah.
So it's a very powerful frequency. And he
yeah.
tapped right into it about the creativity. And your creativity is there for a reason. It doesn't matter what level of success you have. You're talking about transformation for the year 2013. Now he lets you know in spirit it's about self-transformation, a self-change, like a chrysalis that turns into a beautiful monarch butterfly. You are unfolding right now. It may be a rest period to contemplate and to create. But when you unfold, wow, look out. 2013 is a beautiful year for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the year represents the element, the two, and the one, and the three. Represents creation, all six of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. So there's nothing that will stop you. We live inside of the mind of the Creator, and it has to take place.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I see on both sides of you, I see happiness in your past, I see happiness in your future. There's one thing that usually stands within the middle of your happiness, and it has to do with your dependencies. Your dependencies, you know, bear weight on other people, and this other weight brings about confusion and argument. Once these dependencies are to remove, there's happiness and there's lots of financial success for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in today, Woody. All right. And just a reminder, if you would like to call in with a question, our call-in number is 914-338-0590. And we're going to move to our next caller, who is Tina, calling in. Good morning,
Welcome.
Tina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today.
God bless you guys. Thank you for having the show. I would like to know what you get from my friend Braylon.
Your friend Braylon?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a girl?
No, it's a guy. As far as the
okay.
relationship.
I wasn't sure. The name is odd and unusual.
Yes.
Now, this Braylon person, I feel, is moving in and out, in and out, in and out. Being a love interest, possibly, and then backing off. Being a love interest and then backing off. A love interest and backing off. Because he's not sure and you're not either.
Okay.
Is that happening right now?
Yes. Yeah, because
yeah.
he just, yeah, uh-huh.
But, you know, it's going to be okay. The thing is, he had some issues in the past with the relationship, and he's really unsure and scared to make the next step. He really is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where did he just move from?
Washington. He travels a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Now, maybe Ruth and Reginald Lewis may have something else to say, but that's my feeling. That's what I felt.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry, okay, hey. Okay, immediately as you were saying his name, the first thing I got is there's a lot of uncertainty on both of your behalves. I can see that uncertainty on your part, uncertainty on his part, a lot of uncertain energy. And it feels like it's really about what's ahead. And it's kind of interesting because I feel like this is going to slowly work itself out. I think you sort of just sort of like earlier, like they were mentioning, put it in the hands of God, put in something higher. So don't try to control anything because I feel like this is not a situation you can try to control or manipulate. There's no manipulation in the situation. I feel it's about going with the flow, releasing, and just following, and just going with the energy. Because I feel like things are going to naturally progress and naturally happen between the both of you. And you both come to a point where you mutually agree on where to step back and remain friends. Another thing I keep picking up is education, education, education. I don't know if it's you or him, but I feel like there's an opportunity to finish or pursue further your education, and I feel that whoever that may be, I'm hearing go for it and do it. I feel like it's going to happen. You're going to finish it.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Thank you.
Good. In terms of the relationship, I feel there is definitely a love relationship here. And, you know, I want you to become comfortable with that. What really upsets you and causes you to have a lot of worry and anxiety, especially at night, is because you spend a lot of time keeping him cool. You know, he has an angry mouth, you know, discontent, argumentative, and this energy is flowing off on you and causing you to have this, you know, this I don't know what's going to happen type of feeling. But just some people just have this type of personality. But basically, down the road, I do see him coming through, and everything's going to be okay. All right?
What? Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling in today, Tina.
And you guys have given them to reach them outside of reading their email?
Yes, we will be announcing contact information for our speakers today before the end of the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
All right. Okay, so we're going to move right to our next caller, and the next caller is Pam calling in. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yes, and you have a caller today, or I'm sorry, a question today for our speakers?
Well, you know, I didn't call for a question. I just called to listen in on the show, and it looks like I got a treat, so I guess I need to keep you know, 2013, I really feel positive about it. You know, I have a 12-year-old son, soon to be 13, and we're both light workers. We're both, we both have special gifts that we want to share, and it seems like it may be going through entertainment, but we're just open, and I'm just looking for some guidance, I guess.
I think he's a total entertainer. He was born to do so. And I met Pam, oh my God, I can't think how many years ago it was, in California. How many years ago was it, Pam? About 13 years. Going in 2013 now, so it was a long time ago. And I predicted when she was pregnant, nobody knew she was pregnant because she was so thin. And you couldn't tell. She came to me for a reading, and I started making baby noises, right?
Right.
And she looked at me like I was crazy, and I said, I feel a baby coming, a baby boy. Beautiful skin, brown eyes that will turn color, curly hair, and it's going to be a Christmas present. He was born, is it the day after Christmas?
Yes, 26.
Yes. Yeah, and everything I described, this boy looked just like that. So I was grateful that God gave me energy and intuition. And I said, he's special. He's really going to be special. He would come to all the meditations we had. And everybody told him he wasn't paying attention, playing around with the other kids and stuff. But believe me, he paid very close attention. When he went to the new apartment where you guys have now, he laid in the floor and said he's going to clean that house before he moved in it. And he laid in the floor and breathed in and breathed out. And when he breathed out the window, a dark energy came out of the leaves in the alley and ran down the alley. I know he's very powerful. And he believes in instant manifestation. And I saw that, and I think it's a very good thing. So your year is going to be filled with power and love. It really is. I see that. There may be a pulling away from the father. I don't know what that means. That's what I'm feeling right now. There may be a pulling away, but that's going to be okay too. And you're depending strictly on the sole provision of God, your father.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a prayer you talked about by yourself, but I heard it.
Absolutely. Wow, Reggie. Wow. Yes.
Wow.
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It is a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's just independent thing in the Lord. It really is.
We've learned through at least that situation with the father figure how to love unconditionally and to forgive and let go.
Yes, and let
go. And keep moving.
And allow God. People say let God. I say allow God because God doesn't need a letting. Just allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well, I want to say, Pam, you and your son have a very, very strong connection. This is not your first time around or being connected. When we talk about Pam, if you're a believer or not in that, but I do receive that information, and I feel like you and him were connected before, prior. And it feels like same role, mother and son, and you were very close. You depended on each other. And I still feel like you have that dependency on each other. You have that support system. You support one another, okay? And you still remain to have that very strong bond and soul relationship in this lifetime as well. I'm also picking up, it feels like you're looking for guidance. You're looking for direction as far as the career path, and you're looking for opportunities. Now, what I'm hearing is I feel like February feels like an opportunistic time. So I want to really say really look for really good positive outcomes. Good networks, good connections, and February. It feels like there's a male energy that wants to step forward to help or to assist you or your son and the career path and that direction. Okay. Mm-hmm. It feels like either management or some kind of just advising or guidance in the field, in some kind of field, entertainment field. So be open to that around the time of February.
Okay, February?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. Wow.
That's really interesting because I was just sitting up here, I guess, waiting my turn, and I definitely see you traveling. I see you traveling, and it was around 2 months from now, and there's going to be some sort of work that takes place. And this work is going to be, it's just divinely inspired. It's going to make you happy. You're going to be taking back your power this year. And this is spiritually inspired. In other words, it's your destiny and it's ordained. So don't hold back.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Wow. You know, I will share this with all three of you. I woke up this morning at 1 L.A. time. Out of this sleep, just woke up, and I said, okay, let me read a book. So I read a book. Then I got tired of the book, and I said, let me go on the internet and ask a question. I needed some answers, and I was led to a website which was referring to, this is so funny, really not funny, but it was talking about finally letting my voice be heard and not being afraid to speak my truth to millions. Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, no, this isn't the site because it was asking a lot of questions. It looked like they were trying to figure out how many clients do you have already? You know, are you ready? Do you have 5,000 people that are listening to you? And I'm like, no, I just talk to the people I meet on the street. It's, you know, so I thought that wasn't it. But, you know, I took the energy of are you ready to speak your truth?
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think that was my initial question to to the panel, you know what is in store for, you know, Tristan, of course, but it was more personal for me. As a light worker, what is in store for me? Because I know I've spoken with Reggie many times. You know, I feel this urgency, and I keep hearing, you're ready, and I'm thinking, ready for what? You know, I'm a mom.
To speak your truth, because some moms have become millionaires and great leaders and great providers and everything else for their children and for yourself. And I think that when they say speak your truth, they mean whatever you say will be directed in your vocal cords by the Holy Spirit. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say. They tell you already in the Bible, don't worry about what you're going to say or what you're going to think about tomorrow, because I will lead you. I will lead you and be a leader for you. I will be in your body, which I made in the first place. Now let you step out boldly and speak your truth. And guess what? Because you're speaking your truth, it will magnetize people to come and hear you. They're expected to listen to you. So get in line with what you want to say as a true mom, a true leader, and a true parent, and a true love. So check your love and what it means. You have a lot of things to write about even, about experiencing what love you did have and didn't have. And that's a good place to start right there, even in a meetup group or a panel, to start that dialogue and bring spirit into the middle of it. Love. If you don't, there is no love.
I totally agree. I want to say one last thing, because Dr. Reggie is talking. I heard Spirit say, allow yourself to see. Allow yourself to see. I think Spirit is trying to reveal things to you. It's trying to illuminate, open up your eye. When I say your eye, your inner eye, your inner sight, spiritual sight. Allow yourself to see. I feel like you have a fear of what you see. And maybe there's something in the past that happened to you where you sort of repressed that ability to see things. But I'm seeing things that are inspired through the dream state, okay? And not only through the dream state, but through the clairvoyance, clear seeing. So even being conscious through the third eye. So I would take time to meditate and focus on your third eye, because it's like Spirit is trying to reveal things, because there's a lot for you to see, but I feel like you have a little bit of fear there, and you have to remove that fear of what you may see ahead.
Wow.
That was a lot of information, Pam, and that's good information. So hopefully that will assist you with moving into the 2013 vibration there.
I'm so ready, and thank all three of you. So this was such a icing on the cake, because I wasn't expecting this at all. I just like listening to the show and supporting it, because it's something we need, and this is just another beautiful way just to express it, and I'm so grateful.
Amen.
So thank all three of you very much.
We thank you too, Pam.
Yes.
And happy December 21st.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Enjoy your sessions tonight. I know something's going on awesome over there, and I'm going to attend one too over here, so it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Kiss Cynthia for me.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay, so we do have quite a few callers calling in right now. So what we're going to do is take one more call, and then we'll take a brief break before moving on to the second half of the show here. So our next caller is Tina in Florida. Good morning, Tina. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you have a question this morning?
Yes, I do. I'm staying with my niece. I left my home, and it's been a very challenging time. So I'm waiting to get a job so I can get back on my own again. So I want to see what you see about the situation.
Okay. Okay, Tina, the first thing I pick up is obviously, there's stress. I can feel it around you. I can hear it in your voice. But I also pick up that there's a lot of stress. It's like you're being very tough on yourself. They're saying, don't be so tough on yourself, because I feel like you have a lot of angelic support around you. I feel like there are angels around you that are surrounding you and wrapping you in love and light and trying to push you up, trying to up lift you, upliftment. That's what I'm hearing. And I think you need to sort of raise your head up high and stop looking down. They're saying raise up your head up high and stop looking down because there is better ahead. They're saying hold on to hope because there is something better, okay? It feels like you're in this state where you're feeling like you won't go anywhere, but they're saying you will go somewhere, but you have to just believe in yourself and you have to know that there is better, okay? You have to know it, okay? And stop just relying on just chance, okay? It's about time for you to take control of your life and realize that I do have a choice. Because you feel like you have no choice. And don't feel like you're being a burden to other people, because I'm hearing that you're not being a burden to other people. There are people that are assisting you because you need the help and they don't mind it. Stop thinking negative. It feels like you're thinking in a negative way. Try to think a little bit more positive and know that there will be doors that will open for you, but you have to take those first initial steps yourself and everything else will follow.
Okay.
What I'm picking up in your situation is that you have to take back your power. The only reason you don't have power is because you gave it away. But in the process of giving it away, you learn lessons about depending on yourself. There is going to be some movement in your life. There's going to be some changes made. But the one thing that you have to recognize is that these lead to positive endings, and you also have to recognize that you're at an important time when you're going to have to be patient. Patience is going to play a major role in what transpires in your life, but your financial situation will come back.
Also feel, Tina, from your standpoint, that you mentioned the fact that you wanted a job. But you have to be clear about what kind of job it is. You can't say, I want a job. If you're not clear in your desire, the universe doesn't know either. But it will grant you the wish of a job if you speak clearly and see it in your mind, the kind of job you want, and see it now, not in the future because the universe doesn't know what future is. You can say, I want to see it coming. It comes for the next 75 years and it will never show up. You have to see it now and feel it right now. One thing about we learned and service of prosperity. Feeling nature is your Geiger counter. Your feeling nature is an extension of who you are. And when you can feel it clearly and see it clearly, you will magnetize that job to you and be happy in it. That will bring you your joy. But just a J-O-B, as I always tell people, just over broke, just enough to get you back and forth. What kind of job? Is it a career or just a job? You see, so as a little worker, or somebody doing a startling, fantastic, beautiful career. When you see yourself as, it will be. And the universe wants to support you and uphold you in your desire. Okay?
Okay. Thanks. Great.
Awesome. All right.
Hey,
and
hey, Tina. Tina?
Yes?
Are you still on that same job where they were giving you all that work?
The no,
filing?
I'm not.
Did you get caught up with your filing yet?
No, I'm not with them anymore.
And you quit the job. So you're looking now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got some great advice today. All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Wow. Can you believe a whole hour has passed, gone by already, guys? It's been amazing. You guys are awesome. What a blessing it is to have you on the show today. We're going to take a short break and let our readers, you know, they need to refresh themselves and regenerate, and then we're going to come back and take our callers. We have quite a few callers come from California. That's a three-hour difference from us, so that we're going to get to them this morning. So we'll just take a short, quick break. Thank you.
Hello? Who's there?
Okay, and we're back. We're back. Today, I just, for those who've just called in or may have just tuned in, this, of course, is the winter solstice and the end of the Mayan calendar. Dr. Reggie has a wonderful event coming up. We'll tell you all about it for the World Ascension. We've been talking about 2012, our ascension, the planet evolving, we are evolving, and we have with us wonderful guests this morning, Ruth Dunn, a powerful intuitive, and also Reginald Lewis. You know Reginald has been here before. He's a powerful intuitive, and Dr. Reggie is with us this morning as well. So you're getting three intuitives this morning. Gloria Wells is our associate producer, and she's manning the fort for me this morning. So it's just been awesome. It's awesome. So we're going to go to our next caller, who is calling from California. I've got so many people calling from California this morning, and I'm so jazzed about it. This is Richard. Richard, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just a simple question. No, actually, I shouldn't say simple, but how do you see my what do you see coming up for me this next year?
Okay, can I
see a lot of good things, Bridget. The first thing I felt when you did something to deal with technical stuff and sales. I don't know what that's about. I saw it in my head just it floated through just now. And dealing with things with speaking and moving around and talking to people and getting people involved in something. But it deals with selling or dealing with empowering people, you know, so that's a good thing. And this year's going to be great for you. It's going to be good for you because you're going to move into different things. Have you written a book or are you writing a book?
No.
Okay. I feel you're going to. It's not going to be forced into it, but you will be doing it. And also see, like articles and stuff. I don't know what that's about, but I do see sales and speaking engagements or something like that. I don't know what that's about either, but I do feel it.
Okay.
So, in other words, it's going to be a good year.
Yes.
Yeah. Could you, can I hear Richard. His name one more time?
My name's Richard.
Richard. Okay, Richard. Okay, the first thing I pick up around you, and it feels like I definitely pick up opportunity, like Dr. Richard said, I pick up a lot of opportunity for you. It feels like things are going to be a little bit slower in January. That's the feeling I get. So just to give you a heads up, it feels like things are a little bit slow, but it feels like it picks up in February, going into March for you in particular. I don't know why I keep picking up March. What's the significant celebration in March, but I keep picking up a celebration in March. Okay? I don't know what that is, but I just pick up a celebration in March. As well, another thing I'm picking up, do you have kids?
No.
Okay, because that's another thing I pick up in your future, which is kind of interesting. As I pick up, I see a little girl. Okay, so I don't know if that's something you're thinking about in the future, not in the present future, but in the far future maybe. But I pick up a little girl around you, the energy of a little girl in spirit. Okay, and so she's not born yet. And I'm seeing relationship. I'm seeing things opening up for you relationship wise. Okay, I feel like you may meet someone towards the mid of the year of the new year. Okay, so be open to the possibility of a relationship. Okay, and be open to
receiving
love because I'm hearing that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've been married for 6 years.
Okay, well, expect things to sort of get better.
Well, you know, what the interesting thing I'm finding, especially since you said you've been married for 6 years, I see there's always a lot of women around you. And these women support you. They could have been aunts, mothers. That you're surrounded by females, so they like the way you look. They like the way you act. You know, you're the type of man that they, you know, the daughters want to take home to the mama and the parents like. You always had this image. So you always have a lot of support with women. You know, they like you. They like your presence. They like being around you. And they also seem to be the root to all your happiness. If you look back in the past and you think about it, right, you found your happiness on the path, and it was assisted by females, which is not a bad thing. You know, you like positions where you are right now, but you worry a lot. and the worrying takes place in the evening, and it brings you confusion, because at the same time when you seem to have everything together, you personally want change in your life. And in this change, you want to go on the spiritual path. And this also will be accessed. It will come to you through your relationship with mother-like figures, females.
Yeah,
perfect.
You're going to get what you want, and you're going to learn from women, so accept it. You know, it's a positive place to be. Right now, you're spiritually a little bit, you know, your spirit is down. You follow me? It's
I have a lot of doubt.
You know? Mm-hmm. But this is your journey. This is your path. Accept it. You will be accepted, and you will be acknowledged, and your presence is going to be a situation where you're going to be happy, and it's going to be positive. And get excited. Your excitement in your life comes from the presence of females.
Yeah. And question about the little girl. Have you ever, was you interested in having kids, or have you ever tried having kids?
We've tried. We've had a few miscarriages.
Okay.
Right. There's a female spirit out there that's longing to be in your presence, to become a member of your family. You follow me? She's a follower of you. She's exceptionally bright, and she's exceptionally talented. If for some reason she's not able to come in through the relationship that you're in now, you may find her in another way, maybe through an adoption, somehow or another she shows up in your life almost on your doorstep. Once she's there, it's a positive relationship, accept her.
Yeah. Of course.
She's going to bring you a lot of joy.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, that was an awesome.
Thank you very much for an awesome reading.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for calling.
Have a blessed year. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good job, guys. We are moving right along then. We have Charles calling in from New York this morning. Good morning, Charles. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to
happy
you.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay, so I was calling in today just kind of for a general reading to see where I stand right now, and especially in the coming new year.
Charles, are you from this country?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Long Island, New York.
I lived
in California for 5 years, and now I'm back in New York.
I keep feeling another place. I feel either you're influenced by it, or like somebody from the islands or in your family or something in the islands that's going to happen to you or come forth with that energy. I don't know what that's about. But maybe it's travel. Maybe it's going to an island.
There's something I do have to admit. There was a possibility that the man that I knew is my father, I know he's from Mississippi here in the United States, and there's a possibility that my biological father might be from one of the islands. I'm not sure. It could be the Barbados, or it could be Barbados. It could be, God, I don't know, any of the islands.
Guyana or somewhere else. I feel that. And also that this year is going to be good for you. I do feel that too. And also I feel that with the meaning of your name and your vibration, Charles is a leader, a person that shouldn't be afraid, a royal person, a person of great character and strength. So it's built into your DNA when you were born. But it's about you accepting it. And New York is a very challenging place. And Long Island had a really sad thing that happened to it this year with Hurricane Sandy, especially, you know, getting over there to Long Island. But you learned a lot from this experience. It's going to teach you greater things about life and about love, especially about love of parents and having you being a great parent yourself.
Oh, no, I don't have any kids or anything like that.
Not yet. And being a great parent, I see your future. I see a parent, you being a great parent. Reginald Lewis talked about a little girl coming with Richard, and I feel that with you too. I feel it's going to be something that makes your heart tender and warm. And like Ruth said, or the females in life, they bring in nurturing aspects of being, the nurturing aspect. You can't have yin without yang, and it's about balance. And we talked about that this morning in the first half of the show. And I think with your life right now, it's going to be in balance, and don't ever see yourself being out of balance. It's going to be great for you. You have a great eye for detail, a very good eye for, critically for detail. And you have to learn to use that to help you in your path, in your career path. And it's good for you to have that. It's a discriminating taste, and it's a good thing. It's not bad at all. It's going to help uplift you in the future.
I definitely need that, and I'm so ready to change. Like, it's not even funny. Like, I'm so ready to, like, move forward and leave the past behind. And, you know, because I no longer live on Long Island. I live in Westchester, and I'm much happier here. And I guess one of the main things that I was holding back on, too, is, you know, right now in my career, things are a little shaky, and, you know, I had a little bit of a learning experience the other day, and I learned a lot about myself and some things I need to do. So I was wondering if there's anything you were picking up as far as in my career, per se.
Okay. Well,
Go ahead. I'm sort of sitting over here smiling as I'm listening to you. You know, relationships, love, and women dominate your priorities in life. You know, and I hear what you're saying out of your mouth, but the one thing that's in your heart that I hear, that it's about love, you know, and relationship. And I do see love in your life, you know, and it might be a situation where you return to a woman in which you were with at some point in time and you left. Now, all around you, once again, you're one of those lucky brothers where love, money, everything, you know, you're guided by, you know, women who give you the wind beneath your wings, right? So the only thing is that you have to be very cautious of this type of situation in that you don't, you haven't learned to accept love selfishly. You know, be mindful that also these people who bring things into your life, they also want something in return. And in your situation, I see that the women in which you surround yourself with, they're all powerful. You follow me? And this power, right, is a very important asset, but you have to uncomplicate your relationship situations. And you'll find yourself more living, more loving, and more forgiving. You're also a powerful person. The journey which you've taken in the past has to do with what your destiny's on. You have to make sure that you stay balanced in your relationships and do not be selfish.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I guess one final question for me is job outlook. I am struggling right now with a decision that I'm trying to make. And currently I work at Fox News, and I am trying to make a decision on whether or not I should stay or if it's time for me to venture out and utilize my full potential, because I have an issue with potential and believing in myself sometimes, which brings on fear and anger and, you know, all these other type of emotions that have been controlling me for so long. And, you know, it's like, and even with the whole, this even touches the relationship factor, too, that you were just touching on, that, you know, in my personal life and every aspect, you know, and I feel like, you know, it's time for me to step up because, you know, my boss pointed out something to me. He told me that, and it was a critical, but I took it personally, and maybe I shouldn't have, that, you know, my writing sucks and that I need a lot more work in my writing. And that, you know, sometimes I display an attitude, which I never thought that I did. But, again, life lessons are not always easy. And it was something that needed to be pointed out to me. And now that it has been pointed out to me, like I said, I'm ready to charge for it and do what I need to do and get beyond all that stuff and, you know, become a better writer and everything and, you know, learn how to write better, which practice makes perfect. That's not something that comes overnight. Practice makes perfect.
I think that perfect practice makes perfect.
Yes, that would definitely, I would not argue that.
You know, what I would suggest is that you grow to think about the other person's, their needs and their wants. You know, make yourself the exception to the rule, not the rule or the center or the focal point. You know, when you apply this wisdom and knowledge and understanding and compassion and love to trying to understand the other person, you become the giver. And you're not on the receiving end, but in the altar, you know, like in the end, you receive exactly way, way more than you've learned to accept.
Another thing, too, like the job outlook, Charles, when you write, remember, people pick up vibrational frequencies in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, even if people don't know you, they read a book, they go, oh, my God, did you read what he said? Oh, it touched my heart, touched my soul. Your writing has to touch people. Of course it does. When it's news writing, it's different, but it has to be just as real as anything else. And the story has to be just as real.
Yeah.
A lot of people are turned off by Fox News because they're very Republican-oriented. It doesn't matter what it is. You're writing something that will touch the hearts of people and their lives. And you don't have any self-esteem issues when it comes to writing. Put your whole soul and heart into it and be truthful in your own truth. And guess what? It won't matter. Other people see your attitude. That's their own judgment of you. It doesn't matter what they're judging you by. You're being judged by your heart only. That's all you have to worry about.
Wow.
I'd like to interject something here. Charles, I'm not the intuitive here. This is Cynthia. But I want to kind of tell you why Ruth is focusing on relationships in your life. Because the relationships will open your heart. And if you want to be a writer, not if you want to be, you want to become a great writer. You have to write from a passion, and that passion is in the heart. So there's a correlation to why Ruth is talking about giving in relationships. And you may be right now in a situation where the world is revolving around you. It's all about what you want to do. And she's asking you to expand a little bit, because if you want people to come to you, if you want them to flock to you, then you have to give out to them. The person that said to you, your writing is not that good, what they're really saying is, I don't feel your passion. I don't feel your heart. So your life lesson right now is, how do I give? How do I continually give? And with the energy that is flowing on our planet at this time, we are required in order to grow. You always have free choice. I shouldn't say require, but this is an opportunity now for you to shift your vibration so that you are giving to uplift humanity, that you look at this powerful gift of writing and communicating to uplifting humanity. So you need to go out and experience life, experience other people, open your heart to other people, give to other people, so you can translate that vibration to your words. Now, on this show, I read a lot of times from different books, and what amazes me about the written word is that it maintains the vibration that was originally attached to the word, even though when it came through the writer. And so whatever you write, that vibration is going to come through you. If you are clothed, then that's what people are going to feel. That you want to give, you want to expand, you want to explore, you want all your readers to feel all of that, right? And it comes from your heart. So that's what she's going after, is for you to open your heart and to learn to give. Does that make sense? Are you connecting that now?
It definitely makes sense, because it's like I'm sitting here listening, I got a smile on my face. I mean, it's so funny because, it is not that I want to only be a writer. I actually want to be an on-camera talent. I don't know if that's going to happen at Fox. I might end up somewhere else. And that was, kind of what I was digging at, too, because I'm like, I've applied to several other places and everything. And the whole, the relationship thing, I totally agree with it. And I'm like, I'm listening to this. I'm like, this is confirming a lot of things. And it's like, starting at Fox News was a stepping stone for me. It was all these things that I had to see. And I think what's happening to me is like, and with everything you're saying is, I really have closed off my heart, because it has been about me. Ever since I've been at Fox, it's like it's about me at Fox. Mm-hmm. Me making my career, because, I'm the first person in my family to graduate high school. I'm the only one to go to college. I'm the only one to even get a master's degree. And I think what's happening is I'm not letting people in. I'm trying to be perfect. I'm trying to be above and beyond. And some of your best leaders, you know, in this world have been followers for the longest and followed and let people guide them. Mm-hmm. And then they said, okay, all right, now maybe it's time for me to transition into this role. And, you know, when I was in California, I was more of a loving person because I was open because I was vulnerable. And when I came back to New York, it's familiar turf. So you know the saying in New York, it's like, you know, we're the strongest, we're this, we're that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think I got too caught up in all of that. And I think it's time for me to let it go and back up and just say, all right, you know what, let me disconnect and really get into my spirit versus this whole pride and ego thing. And final point I want to touch on is a long time ago, had a couple of friends to me who do spiritual things similar to what's happening now. They said, there's going to be somebody at work that you're going to end up being with. They said, somebody at work, not in my department, but, you know, in the building. They said, somebody in that building you're going to end up connecting with and you're going to carry a relationship with. And it's going to be the one or whatever. And I'm just like, okay. So it's like when I'm hearing all this stuff, it's kind of like, all right. You know, it's like, wow. I know that was a lot for me to throw out, but.
You know, what I would suggest to you is to not be so hard on yourself. And, you know, one of the things I'm curious about is what is your sign, astrological sign?
I'm a Leo.
I should have known. Okay, I could have told you that and gotten a brownie point with you, but it didn't work it that way. But that in itself, when you learn about the attributes of your, you know, the astrological sign in which you came in under, it will help you to understand, you know, to a major degree, many of the ways in which you conceptualize and think about things. The one thing I wanted to, because we have to move on, I know, is that don't be so hard on yourself. Recognize that each day is a journey of your own personal evolution. It's not going to happen overnight. Evolution takes place. Even today, as we represent it by the end of the Mayan calendar, that was written over 5,125 years ago. You know, an evolutionary process takes time. And you came here mainly for that reason. You know, the evolution of your spirit, or the evolution of your personal self. There's a lot that you're gaining that you may not even be conscious of the fact that you're gaining. But at the same time, you are evolving and you are successful.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so very much.
And really quick, Charles, before you leave, the first thing I want to tell you is I see four around you. Four, the number four. Going into 2013, I see stability and groundedness, which is what you're really looking for, stability and groundedness. I'm hearing you're going to have to put in a little bit more hard work until it's recognized, and I think that's your thing. But I think the main thing you need to remember about this whole process going into 2013 is definitely humility. Over that, but that's what I was getting from the beginning since you talk. I heard Spirit say, remember humility. As long as you remember humility in your life, a lot of things will go the way that you sort of want or the way that you desire. You manifest the things that you want in life and get the recognition that you need.
Wow. That is so on point with me. It's like, I just needed to hear that. Oh, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me with job-wise, but we'll see. I'll just remember.
You're going to be great. I see you're going to be great. And I see CNN in big red letters coming to you. I don't know what that's about, but I see it. Did you apply to CNN?
I applied for two positions over there. That's what that's about. I applied for two jobs
right
at CNN.
I see it coming in. So that's one thing that's good. I see big red letters, CNN. So you'll get that position as you segue from the Fox thing. I also see the word non-tradition with you. I don't know what that means. I'm non-traditional. I'm not going to follow this rule and that rule exactly. I'm not even going to be in love this way. It's non-traditional love. And it's going to be good for you. It's always about growing.
Well, Charles, we've got a lot of callers here, but you've had a bounty of guidance this morning. So we're going to move on to another caller. And the best of luck to you in your career.
Thank you so much, all of you. Happy Friday.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. All right, well, we do have other callers holding here, so we are going to move to our next caller, Deborah, in California. Good morning, Deborah. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning. And I thank you for this opportunity to speak to each of you.
Good.
I want to know, I'd like to attract the right people in my life, especially a soulmate. What do you see?
I see that soulmate being attracted to you. Now, soulmate and a twin flame are two different entities. A soulmate doesn't mean most romantic. You know, a dog could be a soulmate. I'm not kidding. So when we say soulmate, it means a person that's aligned with your frequency, on the same level as you, and loves you unconditionally. That's a good soulmate and a twin flame who's attached to you. And I also see that you have the ability to attract it to you in your mind. But you have to have a picture in your head of what this person feels like. Exactly. Exact specifications. How tall they are. The body build. Athletic. Spiritual. And God will put that person in your path. Directly in your path. It hits you in the head like a sack of potatoes. You're like, oh my God, this is the one. You'll know that this is the person. You'll feel the energy. And that's a good thing for you too. You know, when you do that, you say, thank you, God. Thank you. Because Thanksgiving is very powerful.
Yes.
Gratitude is an ultimate experience of manifesting very quickly. But you thank the energy of the universe in advance of the thing actually showing up in your life. You know it's going to be, so thank him right now. If you do that, even Christ in the Bible said that when you pray, believing that you already have it and thanking God in advance for it, you shall have it. So see it now, the love that you want in your life. Your heart beats with his. Powerful energy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have comments?
You know, I find the situation with the soulmate, you know, interesting because it seems to me like what they are usually conceptualizing is a relationship like Cynthia and Reggie where you find the one person and you meet and it's the other part. And that this search for a soulmate is a big journey because the universe is big. And to find the other attached part of your spirit, you know, that was there from the onset of your creation, It's a long journey, but positive relationships can be found in individuals who aren't necessarily compatible with you 100% or what you would call as your soulmate. The relationships obviously are relationships that are temporary, not profound, are meant to last forever. You know, that's what we see taking place every day. You know, in life, in cycles. Relationships have cycles. It's not something that's going to be there. It's not something that's going to be perfect. It's not something that's going to be permanent. But in the end, if you recognize that when you assess these relationships, respect them and, you know, learn that they're also a learning process, and often they come in to assist you in your journey. You may come into other people's lives to assist them in their journey. If you can just realize and understand that there's always a possibility for these relationships to become positive parts of your own personal entity. And this in itself will be compiling information that goes into your soul. And sometimes this type of situation, you can't learn from all 100% soulmate positive relationships. But these other relationships around you that you become involved in, that come into your life cycle, they will teach you many, many things of what you need to know, and they should not be unaccepted as the norm. You know, there are many things to be learned from relationships in which we find move into our life cycle or we move into their life cycle that bring about positive energy, love, and beautiful information. They don't always stay. And, of course, when it comes to love, we always want it to be there. We always want it to stay. But, you know, you can find that it's around you. It's those down periods that depress you. That's all the gray cycles. But in the meantime, if we could just learn to be more accepting of the relationships that come into our energy and to also recognize that these relationships are not necessarily do they come in to us to be positive. We can enjoy our relationships that we find ourselves even presently in more. And it will enhance our life cycle. in the end. It will have enhanced our life cycle in the end of our journey.
Great, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in today, Deborah.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right. Well, we are going to move to our next caller. We are almost ready to wrap up here, so we're going to try to move through our next callers here. I have Hilda calling in from New Jersey. She's been holding quite a while. Good morning, Hilda, and welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello, is this Hilda?
All right, it seems like we're not able to get her on there. All right, we will move to our next. Did you hear someone say hello?
She said hello in a very soft voice, and then she wasn't there anymore.
Okay. Well, we'll check back on her in a moment there and see if she's available. And we do have another caller here. Erica is calling in from Rhode Island. Good morning, Erica. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Hi, everyone. It's been a wonderful show so far. Thank you.
Thank you.
My question was looking into 2013. I like to be prepared, so I'm just wondering what my main challenge is going to be next year.
Your main challenge?
Yeah.
Or challenge? What did you say? You say talent or challenge?
Challenge.
Oh, challenge. Okay.
Yeah, like the biggest thing I'm gonna.
Yeah, I have to face. Really, and I think it's gonna be facing yourself as you transform. It's gonna be a good thing. I do feel that, but I'm also feeling a distance between love relationships. What's going on with you in that department?
Yeah, I'm married. I have 3 kids, and I've been focusing on my spiritual growth for this past year, and I feel like I'm...
That's everything else, right?
Yeah.
I do feel that. And your husband's on a different page, but it's okay. You know, people come around for whatever reason. Your biggest challenge right now is going to be not just a mom, but a career person, something you really want to do and challenge yourself to do as you always wanted to do and to be, and expressing yourself fully without worrying about what people are going to think, what people are going to say about me and blah, blah, blah. Just go forward and say, you know what? I'm strong enough, I'm smart enough, and I'm wise enough to move forward in this power. And nothing's going to stop me because I came to this world for a reason. I'm born to do great things. I'm born to lead and to help and to assist others, you know, uplift
me,
power and strength. And you have that ability. You have it.
Yes.
You do it all the time, uplifting other people.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really, like, it's a heavy load to pull up, like to bring people along with me.
That's okay, but you don't force them. You just allow them to unfold because you have to remember, everybody has their own individual path. Everybody in life has their own beautiful, unique journey. Everyone does. And you accept them where they are on their journey, and don't force them, but simply allow them. When you whisper to them, it's a whispered prayer. Okay?
Thank you. Yes. And I heard Reginald say something, I think.
Reginald Lewis?
Yes.
Okay.
His line dropped. His line dropped. I apologize. if he calls back, stay on the line. So if he calls back, we'll tell him to pick up where he left off, Erica, okay?
Yes, and I keep hearing that I have like this ability to really pull something big together. And I just what people are referring to.
I think that you have the ability to reach out to people and to speak in front of people in a big way, a large audience, for example. And they're like, oh, my God, how did you do this, Eric? I'm amazed because you have that ability to magnetize these people to you. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you know what? You should finish your book or write your book. I feel that, too. It's a platform for you.
Yeah, because when you say speak, I always feel like I'm nervous in front of people.
Oh, no. But in that case, imagine that you're speaking in front of one person.
Yeah.
In order to make yourself laugh and get comfortable, imagine all those people naked. Then you'll laugh. And you'll give you joy to say, you know, I can speak in front of these people. They're just people like me. I'm a person, too. And they have flesh and blood and everything else. Don't be nervous in front of them. Be bold and be brazen and to know you have something to say. And that's more important than anything, knowing what it is you're trying to convey to people in a very convincing and loving way. And they'll forget about that because most people in audiences, when you're being dynamic, they don't expect you to fail. They want you to succeed, too. They're rooting for you. So knowing that and going into public speaking, you get over all the anxieties that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
Okay, so...
And once you do it, you'll keep doing it.
Mm. Okay, go ahead.
We have Reginald Lewis back.
Reginald, oh, thank you.
You had a comment for Erica from Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was saying... I was seeing around her the relationship. I was picking up the relationship thing as well. I was also seeing around her that the number 7, spirituality, and I did see spiritual growth with her. I see that she's doing a lot of introspecting, a lot of meditating, and I feel like Spirit's telling me to tell her to sit down with a pen and paper to write. I feel something like inspirational writing, connecting with Spirit herself and writing and receiving information, writing down notes. It feels like it's a form of not just self-growth and self-exploration for her, but I think it's a form of divine guidance for her, inspirational writing. So I think you need to take time when you ever get time to sit with a pen and paper or a pencil and paper and sit there and just connect, meditate, introspect, and write what you receive because I feel like a lot of insights will come through to you, a lot of breakthroughs for what directions you need to take as far as your spiritual growth goals.
Do you see a specific block to that? Because that appeals to me, but I feel like I'm blocking that.
Yeah, you doubt yourself. I think that's the main thing. You know, most people, you doubt yourself. I think you have to get over the bug and just trust. Just know and trust. Don't judge the information. You're not there to judge. You're just there to be open and just to allow. I think that's the key word for you. Be open and allow. Remove judgment.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
In today. Absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, so our next caller this morning is Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Blessing. I am calling. Today will be the first day that I'm actually doing reading, and I'm excited, and I was just calling to see if there's any suggestions to prepare for this tonight.
You said you're having what type of meeting tonight, Charlotte?
Actually, I will start doing reading tonight. I have decided now is the time for me to become observant. And so tonight will be my first night of being observant.
I think that's fantastic.
Thank you, Dr.
Because you have a power. You have a lot of power, and there are a lot of angels with you, and they're around you all the time. And since your mother transitioned to another realm, she's also with you in spirit and watching over everything you do. You cared for her and loved her in spite of herself. She wasn't always easy to deal with.
Thank you.
But you love her. And these readings are going to be very powerful. When you ask for Michael and the Ascended Master and the angels, tonight, especially tonight, there's a real unusual energy, a cosmic flow of energy, an influx of light that's coming through these dimensions, and your readings will be very powerful and very insightful, and to help other people to grow, and that's what they'll see. It's not about bragging about how well we do readings. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to come through you, to speak through you, to give that wisdom and to give the energy, because that's where it comes from.
You know, what I found, to me, being a reader or doing readings is about listening, especially at the very beginning stage, like what you're talking about. Listen. I think of myself, especially one of the ways I was able to conceptualize it is that I'm the cell phone, and someone from the outside is calling in, and I'm there as a mechanism to transfer the message. You know, lots of times listening is a major thing. It's very, very important. Sometimes 50% of the message comes through me. The other part goes directly to the person who the message is being sent for. Listening is very essential. It's an intricate part of becoming a reader, because we have to recognize the fact that it is a spirit world, and the spirit world is real, and it's alive and active, and they are using us to translate, to transcend the message to someone in which they wish to speak to. And, you know, if you keep that concept and you can tone yourself down to the position where you can become the cell phone, you know, and the messenger, you don't really, everything will turn out okay. Everything will be all right. You know, relay the message. And good luck.
I just want to say I do pick up mediumship. I pick up a very strong connection with the spiritual world. I do pick that up. It feels like there's two elderly women that are connected to you. Feels like it's family related, and that they're guiding you. It feels like ancestral kind of energy, like mentors, spirit guides as well, loved ones, and it feels like they have come to you in dreams. I feel like you get a lot of loved ones who may have come to you in your dreams that are in the dream state for you. So I'm hearing be open to receive and pay attention, because I feel like you are a dreamer. I think you've been a dreamer ever since you were very young. You receive a lot of insight through your dreams, things of the future, precognition, as well as communication from the spirit world.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, wonderful. And thank you for calling in today, Charlotte.
Well, thank you. You guys have been a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So I do want to mention that Dr. Reggie is doing a special tonight, an Ascension special, Evolve 2012. And you can find out more information about that at prophetreggie.com. It is to celebrate the world's ascension. That will take place tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. in Atlanta. That will be held at the Atlanta Unity Church at 3597 Parkway Lane in Norcross, Georgia. So if you'd like more information about that very special and very powerful service Dr. Reggie is offering tonight, you can feel free to visit his website. Again, prophetreggie.com. All right, so we do have a couple of more callers holding, and we want to get them in here. So our next caller is James from Florida. Good morning, James. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Happy 21st. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering if my guys, if they were giving any particular message, especially about the coming year, anything that I should be aware of or anything that I should kind of put my focus towards. That'd be very helpful.
Okay. One of the first things I'm receiving for you, as soon as you started talking, I heard you have to release the past. Release the past. I have hearing releasing. I still feel like you're kind of holding on to some things, especially relationship, or it feels like the energy to people in your life in the past. It feels like there's a couple of connection cords, and you have to cut, and you have to realize, okay, the past is the past. Don't relate your past to your present. Okay, meaning that you define who you are, and you don't let your relationships define you, okay? That's one of the first things I kept receiving, is you have to learn to sort of release and let go, because you tend to hold on to things, and even if you don't think so, I can feel it. You tend to hold on to things, especially emotionally. You're very sensitive. You're at what I would call an empath, so you're very open and very receptive to the emotional states of those around you. You empathize with others, and I feel like sometimes it can take a toll on you. It makes you feel like you should be responsible for someone else. And no, you're not responsible for someone else. You're only responsible for yourself. Okay, so if there's anyone in the past who've tried to make you feel like you put the fault or blame on you because of something that went different in their life or went wrong in their life, no, it wasn't you. It was them. It's about self-responsibility, okay? So I'm hearing release any of those kind of situations and people that have been in your life or have been trying to hold on to you or you've been holding on to.
Is there anyone else that has wanted to give James an answer?
Well, what I was feeling just now, Cynthia, was that for James, I felt that he's a person that wants to take the leadership role but is afraid to take it, but needs to step up and do it. And also feel some other people around him that in certain communities that people frown on, they frown upon, and they shouldn't. Has to love everybody equally, and some people very sensitive, loving people. And so James has to cut through all the stereotypes and all the stuff that deal with the norm and say, you know what, this is powerful because God is leading me here, and this is what it is. It may be a battleground for other people, but it's a love field for me. I see potential. I see the, like Reginald Lewis said, you can see what happens, but you're also believing in yourself and knowing it to be what it's supposed to be. We're going to have a great year for 2013 and beyond. I do. But stay in the flow of the light and the love of who you are. Transfer that to other people.
Okay. How
about you, Ruth? what I've picked up is that your financial situation has been slowed down to a halt. You know,
yeah.
And your power has been taken away. But this was all part of a pattern. It was in divine order. It was something that takes place, the universe set in place to put you on hold, to halt you. Because in the meantime, present in your life, that was something that was brought into your life, is a very powerful woman. And this woman is, she's powerful. You just have to recognize her power, her and her power, and to give her respect. And once this respect is given and you learn to unshield, you know, your mind, your head, your ears, your hearing, you know, the whole process, you're going to run into all the love, prosperity, and helpfulness that you desire. It's not going to happen until you learn to respect this woman or powerful women who come into your life to bring you information that will be part of your ascension. Okay, you recognize these people?
I'm searching my mind right now. Think about it. I'm searching my mind right now.
Yeah, they're positive, permanent relationships. Okay, but you know, you'll find them. You'll see. But unveil yourself. You know, so wow, it's right here in front of me. It was wisdom. Let me just listen to this and let me deal with it. Okay, they will become your accessory.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all.
Right,
thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right, and thank you, James, for calling in today. We have one more caller that we're going to get to here. We have Susie.
Good morning, everyone. I just would like to know any messages that come through for me. Looking for some positive things coming up for myself.
Okay. Well, the first thing I pick up with you, Susie, is I pick up career and I'm picking up work. Okay, work. It feels like, I don't know if you feel like you're at a standstill in that area, but I feel like there's something where it feels like you feel like you can grow more. You feel like that there's more and you're searching for more, and it feels like you sort of need direction, sort of where to kind of start that. It feels like you need to explore. I'm hearing explore your options. Give yourself options. Explore options out there. I'm hearing that there are many different paths, many different choices that you have. You just have to go out there and look. I feel like if you look, you will find. As they say, you know, when you go out there and you seek, you will find, you know, whatever you're looking for. That's what I'm hearing. it's funny because I'm hearing a knocking. I'm hearing a knocking sound, and that knocking sound is, I'm hearing, it's opportunity is knocking at the door for you. Opportunity is knocking at the door for you. You have to open up that door, and the way to open that door is start to look for it. Look for it, because I feel like it's out there. Once you begin to look, you're going to realize that it's right there. But apply yourself. That's what I'm hearing. Apply yourself more, and avoid any kind of procrastination or perfection. That's what I'm hearing. Avoid procrastination or perfection, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I see a relationship coming on the frontier, and it's what you've been looking for a long time. And not to force it, but to allow it to happen, unfold, that's the most important thing in your heart, is this relationship that you've been looking for a while. But don't obsess over it. Respect it and say, thank you, God. Thank you for this perfect man in my life. I wanted this, and now I have him. Thank you so much. And let this be a wonderful experience. And tonight should be a special night for you. Are you going out dancing or whatever?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. So with this energy, you'll meet, this person should be there and will come to you in a nice, natural way. So expect it and love it. And dress up beautifully.
I will be dressed up like a little Christmas tree.
That's right. Exactly.
Thank exactly. You very much,
you.
Reggie. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, Susie. Well, listen, we're going to go to one last caller. I think we lost them, though. We lost them. All righty, well, we're going to go ahead and I wanted to thank our guests this morning for coming onto the show and spending time with us. Thank you so much, Reginald Lewis. We've lost Reginald Lewis again. It kind of cut him off. His contact information is ReginaldLewisReadings.com, ReginaldLewisReadings.com. I also want to thank Ruth Dunn for joining us. Ruth is my sister. I love her so much, and she's just totally awesome. I call her Raw Ruth. If you guys heard her read this morning, you know Ruth does not try to clean things up or say, oh, make it flowery. She's going to be raw, and I just absolutely love her style of reading. And she always brings in the earth and the earth-based understanding. So, Ruth, thank you so much for joining us today. And you can reach Ruth through me, so call toll-free, 800-401-8129, press 1, and I will get you in touch with Ruth and book your appointment with Ruth. And, of course, Dr. Reggie, you know I love you, baby. you can reach Dr. Reggie through our toll-free number, 800-401-8129, and also his website is ProphetReggie.com. ProphetReggie. And Dr. Reggie has some upcoming classes. I know he is developing the Ascension workshop and classes, which is going to be totally awesome. And also he has, what are the classes? He has Mystery School coming up. That's a one-year course. And he also has the Mystery School intensive courses. So please check that out on his website as well. It's going to be awesome. This is the year for you to grow. This is the year for you to grow. We are ushering in this new age, heaven on earth. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie? Heaven
yes,
on
it is.
Earth.
It's a wonderful experience.
Wonderful, wonderful experience. I just so appreciate all of our callers. I appreciate Gloria filling in for me today so you wouldn't have to hear the coffee brewing here in the Cyber Cafe. And Gloria did a great job.
Gloria did a great job. She did a great job. Fantastic job.
Great job.
Co-host. She did a great
I'm
job.
I'm sorry that we lost our last caller, Yvette, because I wanted to give her an opportunity. But Yvette, please call us next week on Oracle Friday. We will have, next week we got a great intuitive, Allison Roberts. And let me tell you what's so wonderful about Allison. Allison is not only a powerful intuitive for our human relationship, but she also can get in tune with our little furry friends, our pets. She is a powerful pet intuitive. So if you have a little furry friend and you need to know what's going on with them, or they're acting strange, or, you know, call in on Friday and she can answer your questions and then deal with your pet too. Please tweet and let your friends know, hey, there's going to be a pet intuitive on Oracle Friday next week. So we really appreciate your calls, and call us next week. So, Dr. Reggie, one more thing.
Yes?
Gloria is going to be doing our next book study. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And Gloria, what's the name of the book you're doing?
The name of the book is Breaking Free from Critical Addiction by Kaylee Marino.
I think the title is very misleading. You know, because it makes it sound like, oh, you're going to be breaking away from alcoholism or smoking marijuana, some other addiction. So what is it about?
It's actually negative thinking. The critical mm-hmm. belief system is the negative thinking that we oftentimes get caught up in, and we confuse that with reality. We get caught in that critical thinking. So, it could lead to the release of those things that you just talked about, because she mm-hmm. talks about that being the basis for all addictions within the book as well. So it certainly could lead to that type of release in your life. But the main purpose of the book is to teach us and show us where we're being critical in our life and how to break free from that.
Okay, so I'm breaking free from our negative thoughts. And see, of course, our thoughts create our experience. And you can buy that book from us on circlesofprosperity.org. Just go to our morning devotion page, and you'll see the book there, and you can click on it and buy it from Amazon.com. But because we're an affiliate with Amazon, it puts a few pennies in our pockets. So, Dr. Benji, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the longest day of the year, and the winter solstice, the beginning of winter, a time to retreat, a time to reflect, a time to contemplate and enjoy life in its silence. We thank you for Ruth and Reginald Lewis and all the people who are intuitive. Keep guiding them, touch them in the crown chakra, and give them all the power they need to sustain a healthy, loving, and viable relationship as intuitive. We thank you for the energy of Gloria, who is our associate producer, and to Cynthia for creating Circles of Prosperity. We thank you for the light energy around each person to let them grow and evolve in this beautiful energy of ascension. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is.